Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, Becky.
You're not going to sing for everybody?
No, I'm not. I only do that for you guys and in my shower.
And her shower. And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And I'm supposed to share with everyone that this is one of Heather's top reads ever. And she refuses to accept any criticism. So if you have not something positive to say about this book, she does not want to hear it. But she was unfortunately not able to join us this evening, and we're thinking of her. So, but I do have some criticism. So, Heather, please turn out. Anyway, so on this episode, Sip and Discuss episode, we are reviewing Blindsided by Eden Finley. This is book four in the fake boyfriend series. This is not a fake boyfriend book.
It's not.
No, there's a note about it, though, in the front of the book that it's not.
But it doesn't open on the note, so you have to go back to get to it.
I did not go back. I didn't go back for this one. Audiobook, so I did not even know that.
The audiobook give it. But
well, that's cheating.
It's
not a fake boyfriend series. Or really. Anyway, I'll stop.
Anyway, I have thoughts about that. Don't call a series something and then put a book in a series that isn't that thing. That's all. That's what I got. Jenny's
that's
like,
it?
That's
like,
it.
She specifically said, like, these characters wouldn't shut up, so she
I
gave
know,
them both.
But give them a different series or spin it off.
Or make them a standalone.
No.
No?
You can't do that with this one. I'm like, because the other, like, they're too ingrained with the other
people.
Yeah,
they're intertwined too much.
Well, then call the series something else. Like, the
or
name.
Or it's just...
What, Jenny?
She already wrote three other books. She can
so change the series name. That's happened.
It has happened.
Why didn't she? Yeah, but then we would just bitch about that, though.
You're right? Oh, yeah.
I would not bitch about it. You act
I didn't mean
you
specifically. I meant readers in general.
You act like I
but
just.
You specifically would bitch about that too.
I probably would. I'm a bitch like that. Okay. So, who wants to read the things to know before we start?
I can.
Okay.
Okay. Excuse me. It has a subgenre of LGBTQIA romance. It was released March 18th, 2019. I didn't realize this was that old. The tropes are sports romance, football specifically, friends to lovers, second chance-ish, secret romance, pining, slow burn. The series name is the fake boyfriend series. As you know, we all are upset about that. It is a interconnected series of standalones. It is told in dual first person point of view. The put out percentage is 34% over the phone and 50% face to face. But we have to preface that because that over the phone one needs commented on. There is a third act breakup, and the audio narrators, if you do the audiobook, is Alexander Kendisi and Iggy Toma. I don't know how to say that first guy's last name. I'm sorry. And it is available in Kindle Unlimited, and the audio is in Hoopla.
Yeah, Tantor is the producer, publisher on the audiobook, so likely it's available in any play. It's probably available on Kobo, Spotify, Amazon Music. Tantor is really good about wide distribution on their audiobooks. Am I the only one that listened to the audio? Did anybody else do the audio?
I listened to like one chapter and I didn't like the narrator, so.
So, yes.
Oh, Heather's in the chat tonight.
She is. Oh, it's not on Kobo.
It's not on Kobo.
So this was difficult for me to do an audio because Alexander is not good. And they don't clarify where Miller is from until like five chapters in. And in the beginning, he has a weird accent. You're like, where's is he Italian? Is he what is he? Come to find out, he's supposed to be from Long Island. And I will say he did not have a very good Long Island accent.
That's the because I like jumped in the middle and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Alexander is one that did Talon, right? Talon's the one that was the quarterback that didn't get hurt, right?
Yes, right. Talon was the quarterback from Denver.
And Miller's the other guy, right?
Yes Miller. Okay.
Hey, I had to remember two dude names. Two. I mean, come on, people.
And those are their last names.
This is why Becky doesn't do Y-choose. Yeah, I was like,
do you know?
This is why we don't do Y-choose, because...
Names are hard.
Names are hard. And then I had Jackson and his boyfriend I had to remember, and I'm like, I mean, honestly, well, those two were like...
Damon and Maddox also. There's a lot of boys.
Alexander.
There's lots of boys.
There's some horny... That's Ollie. A horny bunch. It's a really horny bunch.
But they're not college, so...
Right, but it's not college. So, like, why are you that horny? Only people in college are horny. Which was not the point of my comment yesterday.
Becky made a comment earlier today on our Discord.
It was yesterday. Where,
whatever. Recently about the book. They were very horny in a book, but it was okay because they were in college.
I didn't say it was okay. Jenny, of course, called her out. I just said, but it is there. I said, but they're in college. And I wasn't trying to justify the horniness. I just didn't know if Jen Ellen read New Adult College because some people don't like it.
That's true. But the way I read it was.
It was all in the inflection.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. People from the age of 21 to 24 are horny little fuckers.
Well, I mean, I've heard some of Becky's stories from her college days. Yeah. So I was like, hey, maybe that's justification.
Everybody deserves a horror era. Okay, so Iggy had a weird accent. There was a purpose. Like, the train derailed already, you guys. Get back on the tracks. Iggy had a weird accent, but he did the accent, which is good because, you know, characterization, and he kept it. But as a listener / reader, we don't have that background on him, so he just sounds like a weirdo.
Sure. I mean, that's fair. So, and that's the thing, like, when you go into an audiobook, like, a narrator can make or break a book.
It can't. But it didn't break the book. It just, I sped it up so we didn't have to listen to a stupid accent too much.
I mean, I speed stuff up anyway, but sometimes it doesn't help.
Yeah. So, was this everybody's first Eden Finley that's on the podcast, not Heather in the chat, talking about the people on this podcast?
No, this is my second.
Is this your second?
Well, I read the egotistical, one of the ones in the egotistical Fuckboys, which she does with Saxon James.
Oh, it's the co-written one.
Yeah.
So this was your first individual.
Solo, yeah.
Okay.
I really enjoyed her writing. And I did look up her pronouns before we started. Eden Finley goes by she, her. I looked because I wanted to make sure I was being smart, because we still believe in all of that. Even with everything else.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I wore my gay dinosaurs.
I do love a gay dinosaur. Go you. I really enjoyed her writing style. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I would say I'm a fan of her writing style. Her pacing was really good in this book.
Yeah. The emotion that she created in the characters was really raw and gritty too, which I enjoyed a lot.
Was I gonna say something else? I was gonna say something. I don't know. Oh, I wanted to mention, because, you know, we're back in the train up a minute. In previous Trope Talk type episodes, I would have put like LGBTQIA or queer romance as listing as a trope just because of how we categorize things. But I wanted to make sure that we note that this is really a subgenre and not a trope. Sexuality is not a trope. But we could have put bi-awakening, which I do think is a little bit of a is a trope.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And so I just wanted to mention the difference of why we're doing that now, because it feels more authentic, more appropriate, and also, you can choose to be someone's friend. You don't really choose to be queer. So, okay, I'm now down off my little pedestal of
Off your
lecturing
soapbox.
people today. What?
I said you're off your soapbox.
I just have a lot. There's a lot of feelings. This book had a. I had a lot of feelings in this book. So, anyway, who wants? What do we want to talk about this book? Because I have thoughts, but does somebody want to kick us off? Okay.
I can go if you
Go.
want me to.
Yeah,
Okay.
go. You
All
kick us
right.
off.
So this is not a criticism, but I wouldn't say, like, if you asked me for a football rec, I wouldn't recommend this because I don't think that the football really shows up. There's barely any football on page. I mean, you could switch this out for any professional sport and it would work because it was more about the team dynamic. It was more about them existing on the same team and, realizing that they're bisexual and how that works for them publicly and all of that. But I think you could have made that case for any professional sport. So I just, and not that I minded it. I mean, I didn't mind how the football was handled or any of that, but it's really not present.
Well, and honestly, a good chunk of it was like not they weren't playing at all. Like it was during like the summer and like the spring, summer, and recovery time.
Yeah, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think it works that you could have taken that and put it in any sport because it was really about their relationship.
Okay, can we talk about the bioawakening piece of it a little bit? So one of the things that I kind of struggled with was, and it's funny to me that this is like one of Heather's like will accept no criticism reads, because there's a whole lack of communication in this book.
There's they're cool.
And the miscommunication in this book, and the fact that, they can only be gay when there's a woman together. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we can only sleep together when there's a woman. And they talk about all the kinky stuff they did, and it just
But
lacked.
there was no touching.
And I had this thought multiple times when I was reading it, like heterosexual relationships are just like the default. Like, I don't know, like as a queer person, like you just assume you're heterosexual until you're like, not everybody has these same thoughts.
I just felt like there was never an authentic conversation about sexuality and feelings between the two of them. I just always feel like it was
I could see them.
talked around or internalized, never to the other person.
Yeah, because we get Miller's side like very much,
Well,
but it's all internal.
but they'll talk about it with other people though too. Like they have conversations with other people about it and like 'cause he talked to like 'cause Talon talked to Jackson about it and like Miller talked to his mom about it, which it was great that I think that they had that. And like Talon talked to his brother about it, but he didn't like Talon and Miller do not really talk about it.
Yeah, and I think part of that too was because they weren't together for a portion of it. I think that whole, him still playing while Miller was hurt and back in Long Island. So I think that created like a weird situation for them to have like a genuine conversation.
Well, there's a lot of avoidance too. Like one of them would get freaked out and then avoid.
Which I thought felt pretty real. I mean, to me anyway.
Well, now speaking, I believe that there is only two men in the NFL that are out as being bisexual or queer openly.
Openly,
I think
I
it's like
think.
two. So I think that this was a more honest betrayal of what it's like to be bisexual in the spotlight not so much bisexual in sports.
Yeah.
Because again, there wasn't a whole lot of sports.
There isn't a coming out Colton. He used to be an NFL player. Like, I think it's probably on Hulu, maybe Netflix. That was really interesting to see how like
Yeah.
homosexuality is handled in the NFL. And there are more retired players that have come out.
Yeah.
So this kind of like touched on like this would be easier if like maybe Miller doesn't come back or
Right.
we
Right.
wait.
Yeah. Oh, Heather says in the chat there have been 16 out gays and bi players in the NFL. So I just, again, I felt like it was authentic to being bisexual and out in the spotlight, not necessarily it, because again, so much of the professional sports, they hide it till they retire.
Well, and but you can look at it as like any like celebrity, like
That's why I say
their
spotlight.
sexuality is very questioned, and there's always that fear of what if I do come out? Like what like will my like what will happen to my career? Like if I say yes, this is me. Like there's just so much questioning about whether or not it's the right choice to do it. And I think that this gave a very like real interpretation of that.
Yeah,
And I think it's also like something that we want to see more of. You know, like we were talking about seeing more women coaches, seeing more women owners. Like, you know, like it may not be here yet, but I mean, this is where, you know, the author and readers would like to see it go. So I think there's a bit of like, you know, hopeful thought process there.
She did really well at like, because talent's more in the spotlight. Like, she did really well at like showing how that affects him more, even though he was kind of like, who cares? Yeah, I really like that she kept like that tension going. Like, it didn't, like, as soon as they were back together, it didn't all fall into place and everything's
No, because it pretty
perfect.
much is till the very end of the book, like that whole like idea of like whether or not it's the right choice or not.
Well, and you can see, and I didn't read the previous books. I went into this one in the middle of the series. And, you know, it starts off with the coach having that conversation about Jackson and, you know, like, do people feel comfortable and all that. And I just thought, why do we have to keep having these stupid conversations? We're grown-ups. Like, we're
But are
humans.
we?
Well, for the most part, we are.
I know that
Yeah,
we
but we
are.
are
Unless it's
not
boobies on a
everybody.
ceiling, and then
We
I'm
are a
not.
very small minority when
I
you
know.
actually like get down to
I know. One of the things that, go ahead, Jenny, we were gonna say.
Those guys get paid enough to like suck it up and like
Right? Right?
just deal.
I mean, I
This is
love to
true.
like the comment. One of the lines that she has in the book is, I patted his ass in a very sports appropriate way. And
Yeah, she had a lot of good one-liners in
was
this
like,
book.
yes, okay, sports appropriate way. So it
Well,
wasn't
because I
like,
mean, that's the thing. Like, when you watch sports, like, there is a lot of ass grabbing.
yeah. We could be a team, Leah.
No,
That's
no, we
HR
can't.
violation.
We can't.
It's again an HR
I don't
violation.
think I have ever touched your butt, Rebecca.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, granted, we're not usually in the same state, so
Right.
it can't happen. But even when we are, I can't say that it's
I'm
happened.
just, my butt's pretty big, so, you know. It is hard to avoid it sometimes.
Maybe an accidental grazing.
Okay. One of the things that
Anyway.
I think Eden Finley does really well is the realistic depiction of sex. Sometimes we get, so one of my big complaints of like Lauren Blakely's male-male romances is they read like very masculine, feminine gay men, because like it's just really soft and it's really sweet, and we don't always get a lot of prep. This book gave
Which
us
that
that.
does exist, but sometimes we want more.
Well, and the other thing that she does is
Yeah,
like,
Stacy says all the
yes,
lube.
lube, but also how messy it is after, you know, like
Just like, I don't
sometime,
want to lay in the wet spot.
right? Like, you
And
know,
that's the thing,
it's
like the wet
sticky.
spot still exists.
Yeah.
Well, and it's sticky. And he had sticky times two.
Oh no, we've gone far off now.
No, I
Okay.
just was thinking of the girl child and her sticky.
Sticky. It's probably
And then
why.
I was like, oh
It's probably the
no.
reason that she doesn't like men either.
I mean, that's fair.
There you go.
So yes, I felt like the foreplay, the prep, the after, all of that was really, really well done. And I can see why. If you follow any of the book influencers that are gay themselves, that recommend other male-male romances, Eden Finley is always high up on that list. Like, it doesn't feel infantasized. It doesn't feel like it is being treated as, I lost the word.
It's
Anyway,
not feminine
fetished.
or
There's the word
fetish.
fetished. The because male-male romances can be a fetish for straight women. And oftentimes, Eden Finley is recommended by other gay men and not necessarily women. So, and I think that it comes down to that grittiness, the. They really don't talk about their feelings very well.
I mean it, but
No, but
it's
it
very
tracks for
real
their
though.
age. Yeah. Right.
It does, but it's also like it's two guys who are not like really emotionally like fleshed out in like their lives, and so it makes sense that they don't talk about their feelings. Like it, I think if the characters were written differently from the get-go, the fact that they didn't talk about their feelings would feel unrealistic with it, but the like it made sense.
Yeah. There's a definite grounding to this story. You know, and I don't love Friends to Lovers.
I was wondering when
Yeah, I was waiting on that.
that
But what did you think about this one?
I think because they were apart and given what their lived experience was of being athletes, the pining, the yearning, the distance make sense. But again, these people were not great at communicating. There were a lot of times like I was like, what the hell, people? Just have a conversation. And I'm not typically that person. But for this being like, there's the whole phone conversation that they have, I think it's like at 25%, where he's like, why did you come to Chicago? And he's like, I came to Chicago after I've thought about it. I came to Chicago for you. But then after that, everything else is all internal monologue. Like, he doesn't say anything. He's like, you know, we always just had a
Well,
good time. And it's like,
yeah, I think that's like Leah was saying. Like, that's them, though. Like, he
yeah.
just realizes it, like, as he's saying it. Like, he's definitely the kind of guy that, like, it has to come out of his mouth before he's like, oh.
Yeah, like he voices it and then he's like the light bulb pops on. Like there's so many aha moments like as like the book plays out because like they say things and they're like, "Oh, that makes more sense now." And I think that's the big thing. And I mean, if we see them in like 3 or 4 years, I think the communication would be there because they're not having those like aha moments anymore. Like they are established. They are like in the relationship. They're not discovering like who they are anymore. Like they're working on like their lives together instead of like the figuring out
Yeah.
aspect of it. And I think that is one reason the book works so well because there's so much self-discovery and self-growth throughout it. And it's not always like positive discovery or positive growth because there's a lot of up and down in this book, but it works. Like I think that's the thing. Like by the end of the book, yes, they're communicating better. not great, but I still believe that they will get better at it. Heather said they were sort of stupid, but lovable stupid.
They were lovably stupid. I will say that.
Well, and Talon's like used to getting everything he wants, right? So he makes the decision they're going to be together. Like Miller's on board, like he doesn't see like any obstacles in his way. Why Miller's like, "Whoa, dude, like I've had a little more time to think about this and
Okay, so the cold feet moment that happens at the end that causes the third act breakup, it did feel a little out of character though.
Well, I think even though Miller's had more time to, to be aware that he's bisexual, he's still very much like in the closet. He's told his mom and the few people that he had interactions with in college, but and I think some of it too is like, he's realizing what it's going to do for him because he's not where he is in his career, like in the same place Talon is. So he's worried, this will just be an extra nail in the coffin for them to cut him. And then I think he's also thinking about what it's going to do to Talon's career. So I thought that was very like on brand for who he is.
I agree.
Okay, I disagree.
Well, and this was the quote that it kind of stuck out. It's something Miller said and said to Town. He said, "Everything comes easy to you. You never had to fight for anything." And I think that is one of those things. Like Miller, like recognized, like Talon had this natural talent that he didn't have to work for a lot of things. And Miller, like, was thinking, if this happens, what is going to happen? Like, he's gonna have to fight for stuff. And so he's like, is it worth it to make him fight for it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess then if you look at it in those terms, it kind of feels a little bit like a class difference styled romance because,
100%.
he's at the high Talon or Talon's at the height of his game, starting quarterback, sought after, big contracts, and Miller's still on the practice squad. And he hasn't gotten out of the practice squad.
Well, he was starting until he got hurt, but then
Right.
now
Oh,
that
that's
he's
right.
hurt, he's, back to square one, basically. And on his last year of his contract, which,
Well, and I think she did a good job of like even making that go back further because like they're in college, like he Miller's the kid from like the single parent household. Like his mom had to work extra hard to like get his sister to the same school where it seems like Talon's parents are still together. They probably have a little more money. Like,
Again, it's the easy, like it's easy for him. Like it wasn't easy for Miller's mom. Like his sister, like and his niece live with them. Like even in adulthood for the Millers, like it's not easy.
No. Which, what NFL player goes back to live with their parents? Like, why they're
Well, he
injured?
was hurt, so
But he had been on the
right, but
practice squad for a while. Like he didn't have the big dynamic
yeah, he didn't have a big
contracts.
contract. He was making
I just
like league minimum,
his
basically.
character
I know
reminded me
he's
a
not
lot.
making like very much money at all. Like I get that, but oh man. I think
Do
that.
you
But I
ever
think
watch Ally and Isaac on TikTok?
oh, I
Like
love them. Love them.
I mean, she makes more money than he does doing her real estate and influencing, and he was on practice squads or in on the
Well,
32 man
he got cut a lot and they had to move a lot.
all
He
over the
actually
place.
they just announced that he's retiring.
Oh, is he? Well, because he didn't get any contract this year.
Well, he didn't get a contract, but yeah, so he's retiring. So he's just gonna
Be a stay-at-home
hang out
dad.
with the baby.
But I'm just like, she made more money and people were constantly like, oh, you're just with him for his money and but that's kind of where I felt like it made sense to me that Miller went home to Long Island to his mom.
Oh, I get why he did it, but like, it would be
But at the same
uncomfortable.
time, you're like, dude, you're in the NFL and you're going home with your mommy.
Right. And then, I mean, as soon as Talon's in town, he's like, oh, My bag's just gonna stay over here.
Yeah. Okay, is there I the only other thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit is the the Bi Awakening. I did not mind the Bi Awakening in this book. It felt authentic. It felt kind of like you said, default is hetero. You know, this was a slow more movement to you know, the realization of bisexuality and then you know, fully this is my person. Sometimes bi awakenings just feel like a plot device so that the author can write male male. This one didn't feel like that. Like it felt on brand for the characters.
I think they talk about it a couple times. Like, I mean, sexuality is definitely a sliding scale where, like, just because you're bi doesn't mean you're attracted to everybody everywhere. Like, we all have our types.
But I'm just, yeah, that was the only thing I wanted, because that is something that I've criticized previously, is that bi awakening, you know, bi to gay awakening kind of thing can sometimes feel like a plot device so that the author can write what they want.
Well, it doesn't seem genuine,
Yeah,
like in the way that it's written, and it makes it frustrating.
it does. Okay, is there anything else about this story that we really need to talk about?
I don't think
There was
so.
a lot of
I think
sex
we
in this
covered pretty
book.
much everything.
These
Yeah.
people did it a lot. They were
People
horny.
what?
These
People did
people
it a
did a
lot. Oh,
lot.
it took me a second. Sorry.
There was a lot of sticky.
There was a lot of
They had a
sticky.
lot of phone sex though too,
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
because like we said, at 34%, like they have phone sex and they don't actually like they aren't together in person for a little while because he's finishing
50%.
up the
I don't blame.
season,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah, and he got hurt like what, week two, that they like don't talk on the phone till like week five. So yeah.
Yeah, it was
And
a
they
good
make
bit
it
of
all the way
time.
to Super Bowl, so
anyway, there was a lot of horniness in this book. That's what I'm gonna say. Okay. So, thumbs up, thumbs down. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down on Blindsided by Eden Finley.
This is a thumbs up for me. I really enjoyed her writing style, the way she wrote her characters, like the grittiness that she gave them. I would definitely read more by her.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down on Blindsided.
Yeah, it was definitely a thumbs up for me. I've been reading, but it's been taking me a while to finish a book lately. I mean, I'm averaging like 3 days a book, and I read this in a day and a half. So yeah.
Yeah, it was an overnight audio and I could not put it down today. I got not a lot else. As you can see, because I was tinkering with websites and stuff that really made no sense that I was, why are you rewriting bios? I don't know, because I needed to listen to the audiobook and not do anything else. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I actually went back to Jackson's book and started it, even though I'm supposed to be reading another book, but
Fair.
I think Jackson's book will be in her. I might,
Yeah.
I'll probably go back and read his too.
This was a go
He
ahead.
has a fake relationship
He
right
does.
now.
He
Yeah.
does.
And they go on a cruise.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I do like a good
Not that I would
cruise.
ever do that, but I do like to
But
read
it,
about them.
I like to read
yeah.
about them, but I will never go on one. No.
Same.
Norovirus is very scary for me.
Yeah.
This was a thumbs up for me. Also, I really did enjoy this story. I liked the grittiness. I liked the pacing of this book was fast. And I don't know if it's because they were just so horny that it kept things
No,
moving.
it's the way she wrote it. Like, I think had she not written it the way that she did, like the pacing would have suffered.
Okay, so if people like this book, what other books should they try? Does anybody have any titles?
I only have two,
What
so
do you
I can
have?
say mine and you guys can go nuts. I would say the egotistical Puck Boy, which is book one in the Puck Boy series by Eden Finley and Saxon James. That's a really good book. They're teammates. I liked that one a lot. That was the first one I read. Heather, recommended that one to me. I think that whole series would be really good. And then obviously if you like gritty male, anything Tal Bauer writes, I mean, those are my two big recs.
That's it. Leah, what do you got?
So there's a Lexi Blake book, but I cannot think of which one it is. And it's
We'll
in
come
her
back to you.
Masters of Mercenaries world, but there's bi awakening in it, and I think it's done really well. It is a throuple relationship, so it has that added element to it. But I couldn't tell you the
Okay.
name of it
Jenny, what do you
because
got?
there's about 10,000 of those.
I mean, Lauren Blakely has the series with a whole bunch of us. And I will say some of them are better than others, but there are a few in there. And those read really fast and
They
more
do.
of a like mac and cheese reads. And then if you really want well done male, Kelly Fox.
Okay, so I have all over the place because if you know Becky, she's in her sapphic era
Yep,
of
she
books right
is.
now. So everyone I kissed since you got famous, it's that friends to lovers.
I should have known that was
It's like right on the
coming.
dock.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I can't get mine to load.
Oh,
Sorry.
but she's going to recommend that
Every
anyway
time
she
she can.
can. Well, they were
it's like
friends to
Carrie Elks
lovers.
and everybody else. She's
I
just
don't
gonna
have a Carrie
put it in
Elks
there.
this time,
No,
just
I'm
Mae
saying
Marvel.
like it's becoming like your Carrie Elks
It
stuff.
is. Listen, I really love that book. I really love that
Yes, we
book.
know.
And I get
We
to
know.
talk to those authors.
We also know
And I
that.
cannot wait. So Everyone I Kissed Since You Got Famous by Mae Marvel is a must read.
That
Somebody
does really good at the spotlight issue.
Well, that was
Let me
just
hear.
it. Like, it was sapphic. She's in the spotlight. It was kind of the pining, the mutual pining, the friends, going back to your hometown kind of vibes too, a little bit, and how things work. So, Somebody to Love by Mariah Inkerman. It is, I think it is pansexual, representation. She wants to have a baby, and it might be bisexual. She wants to have a baby, and they kind of have a baby pact, and they're friends to lovers. And Mariah does such a great job. It's and that's in her brewery series, so it's really good. The Fake Out by Danica Flynn. He is a bisexual hockey player. It's a little bit more of an instant connection. She's a tattoo artist, but very well done with being in the spotlight and being bisexual and what that looks like. Marshmallow Mountain by M.A. Wardell and A.J. Truman. Very good, realistic sexuality. And again, in the spotlight. Trapped in Love by Danica Flynn, that had a lot of it's bisexual, and it a lot of pining, but they're more
There's a lot of
enemies.
mutual pining there.
But they're enemies, they're not really friends. Hot and Heavy by Mary Carr, it's MMF, and there's a bioawakening in the midst of that. And I don't think anyone's in the spotlight in that one.
No, not in that one, no.
Late Bloomer by Maisie Eddington, Eddings,
Eddings.
Eddings. I think it's Eddings.
It's
Anyway,
Eddings, yeah.
it's sapphic. It's a bioawakening. That's new adult. And then Better Than People by Roan Parish. See, there's my other
That's a
one.
really good. That's a really good book.
Mae Marvel and Roan. Like,
Really,
really.
anything by Roan is a must read.
I love Roan.
I love Roan too.
Anyway, okay, so that's what I have for book recs. You can find this list on our website in our on the shelf show notes. We talked about it a little bit on Sunday because football was our theme on Sunday. We are off this coming Sunday for the big game, which I hope the Kansas City. Yeah, the Kansas
That's great. That's
shitty
brutal.
Chiefs. I don't really like them because did you see their freaking owner wife lady who was like, "We're in the Super Bowl because God wanted us there." God does not give two craps about your little football team.
Doesn't.
Anyway, I'm feeling a little ragey towards them. I hope they lose. I
I
hope the
mean, they've
Eagles
tried
win. I
twice.
do too,
They don't need
but
a third one.
I mean, honestly, I just hope that they, you know, go down in a fiery blaze.
In a
Anyway.
blaze of glory. I don't like the
Pits of
Eagles, but I will be
hell of
cheering for the
dinner.
Eagles.
I will be cheering for the Eagles. I mean, I was born in
Same.
Philadelphia. I should cheer for the Eagles, right? It makes sense.
It does make sense.
Okay, there we go. So we'll be back. We're not here Sunday night, but we'll be back on Wednesday with another great football romance, Rival Hearts by Maggie Rawdon. This is book one in the Queen City series. So that's next. Did I get it all out?
Yep, I think so.
Okay. Anyway, everyone, thank you for hanging out with us. Have a great rest of your week. And until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.